The year is 1939. The Second World War has started, and the world holds its breath. Soldier after soldier are sent out in the war to face their fate. Young men with different personalities, the aggressive, outgoing, humble, calm, and stubborn ones, became soldiers. Men with stable family situations and safe childhoods came to show a human's most vicious and ruthless side during the Holocaust of the Second World War. But what made these men do the acts that have devastated humanity? This is Nina speaking, and you are welcome to this week's podcast. One reason for explaining the Second World War soldiers' obedience to authority is through the Milgram experiment. The Milgram experiment was conducted by Stanley Milgram, who in the 1960s wanted to prove that humans are willing to perform acts which she had generally considered repulsive or immoral because an authority commanded her to do so. The experiment were to test whether subjects were willing to distribute electrical shocks to another human being if told so by the leader of psychological studies at a university. These subjects were men between the ages of 20 to 50 and were recruited through newspaper advertisements and letters. When the subject arrived, there was yet another person in the room who pretended to be a subject as well. Actually, this was just an actor who would play the student who were giving the electric shocks. The subject was informed that the study were to test the effects of punishment on learning. The teacher, who was the subject, would test the student, the actor, and her ability to learn a list of words. After each wrong answer, the student received an electric shock where the volume increased for each wrong answer. Finally, the subject would have to dispense killing electric shocks. Throughout the experiment, an experimental leader instructed the subjects to continue with phrases like "please continue" and "this experiment requires that you continue." The results surprised people all over the world. A total of 65%, about two-thirds, of the subjects dispensed the maximum electrical shock that were fatal. In other words, 65% of the subjects were inclined to obey an authority so far as to be willing to deliver deadly electrical shocks. The experiment shows how much trust we have to authorities, such as police, teachers, judges, officers, guards, politicians, and doctors. We are prepared to do what is considered illegal when an authority instructs you to do so. The article, The Milgram Experiment, written by Simple Psychology, claims that ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by an authority figure, even to the extent of killing an innocent human being. During the Second World War, soldiers were willing to murder and torture masses of people, all under the command of an authority, such as their officers in command. The Milgram experiment explains that these soldiers function just like all humans does. They obey the authority because they are convinced that is the right thing. It does not require aggressive or hateful personalities to execute what the soldiers did during the war. It just requires a clear social rank, which tells you who has the most, respective the least power. Milgram wanted with his test to evaluate the following. Could it be that Eichmann and his million accomplices in the Holocaust were just following orders? Could we call them all accomplices? Eichmann was a Nazi lieutenant colonel who during the Second World War was responsible for sending millions of Jews to the Holocaust. Under his trial in 1962, he claimed that he was innocent. He just obeyed orders. He claimed that under an authority's command, he performed his action because he was convinced that the authority was right, just like any other soldier during the Second World War. The Milgram experiment becomes interesting when evaluating the soldiers and how they acted during the war. The soldiers obeyed the orders and did what they were told, because the trust in their authority was greater than the confidence in their own morals. How far were the soldiers during the Second World War and the subjects in the Milgram experiment willing to go? As far as their authorities ordered them to. And although we might have wished that it was only the most ruthless and vicious people who could cope with killing another person, that is not the truth. The truth is that we humans are self-reliant, easy influenced, and weak. The truth is that if a police officer had come into the room to give you an order, you would listen and obey. The truth is that either you or I are that strong and independent people we believe we are. We are just as easy influenced as Adolf Eichmann and his millions of employees. You have listened to this week's podcast, Research and Science, Nina Christiansson.